all you listeners, welcome in to the Arena Multiplatform Gaming News Podcast, episode 58 post-show. I'm your host, Expat, along with my co-hosts, Burly of Burlyman Gaming on Twitch, and Turnbase Carl. Burly, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good. You?
Surviving, yep, surviving, man. Carl, how you doing, man?
Good, I finished my Amp energy drink, so I'm ready.
Awesome.
Keep talking.
Awesome.
Energy going.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
I can't believe you guys put that stuff in your body. You didn't go for our sponsorship of the good, pure stuff, spiritual opium.
I want a sponsorship of something that I can actually drink and enjoy. Okay.
Yeah.
Some fictional thing like that. I don't know how much I'm going to get out of it.
Okay. So, Carl, I take it in November, with your drinks, your Arizona, all the drinks that you drink, you're going to watch G4, right?
Maybe. Okay. You know, it returns on my birthday.
Yay. So your birthday, November 16th. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Now, right. In order to watch it, though, that's going to require me to have, cable service that actually includes that channel in the plan, and I don't know if that's going to be the case for me.
Okay. Burly, did you get G4 in Canada?
Yes, we did. I really did enjoy it, because that's back in the day, that's how I watched E3 coverage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this article is from Sean Knight over at TechSpot. So G4 is staging a comeback. The American television network that once catered to tech-loving young adults will return to linear television and streaming services later this year. G4 said it will also continue to create channel-specific content for social media platforms and YouTube, as they've been doing for the past year or so. G4 got its start in early 2002 as a rival to Tech TV. I don't know if you guys remember that. Another 24-hour cable and satellite network that churned out content geared for the tech community. As fate would have it, the two merged a couple of years later. The network spawned plenty of memorable shows during its initial run, including Attack of the Show and X-Play. The Screensavers, a carryover from the Tech TV merger, stuck around for one more year before the final episode aired on March 18th, 2005. G4 itself would cease broadcasting on New Year's Eve 2014. And I don't know if you guys remember, was it Adam Sessler and was it
Morgan
Olivia
Webb?
Mum? Yeah, we're
on
that. Yeah. Yeah, on that show as well. So, or on G4. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really interested
Kevin
to see.
Pereira was the host.
Yeah.
Attack of the Show. He's back, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm really interested to see who else they bring on board. So,
yeah. Olivia Munn's not going to be there, by the way.
No.
she's a little too busy with movie career, although she's not in a lot of good things.
Wasn't Jeff Keighley also involved with G4?
I don't know.
In a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he had a small part. Like, he didn't do a whole lot on there. Like, I think he was like, they had him on for segments of one of the show, but it wasn't like a consistent thing. It was like every so often.
I see.
What I want to know is, are we going to get to see more episodes of the unbeatable Banzuke? If you ever watched that show on, it was on G4. I love that show.
Seen it like once.
I don't know what it is. Some Japanese show, game show, where they're doing like the most ridiculous obstacle courses, like handstand obstacle courses or like bicycle obstacle courses.
Oh, kind of like Sasuke. Out here, we call it Sasuke. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows what the actual Japanese name of the show was?
I don't remember. Yeah.
But man, I was so impressed with the things that these people can do. I'm like, I couldn't believe they're going through like, these weird like courses, like you're walking on your hands and like there's like moving platforms and things. I'm like, how the hell? How? Impressive stuff. Give me more of that.
Maybe it was all additions for the Japanese version of the MCU.
Yeah. So basically it says here that it's going to return G4 to channel lineups of Cox, Xfinity TV, and Verizon Fios.
Oh, so, I have Xfinity.
Yeah, so I have no idea what those are. You and Carl and Burley probably know more about that than I do. So
I know a little of those.
Huh? I used to work for Cox. That was the cable company. Wait, no, I didn't work for Cox. Did I? Huh? Why am I getting confused now?
I thought you worked for Spectrum. Infinity.
No, I worked for Spectrum and cable. I had Cox service when I was in Arizona. Right.
Okay.
Or for Spectrum. I have Xfinity here, which is Comcast, which everyone hates.
Yeah.
Verizon Fios is the Verizon service that's like nationwide here.
They're the Nintendo of the cable service industry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I say that because we were talking about the expansion service for the Nintendo Switch Online. So probably a lot of people are going to start hating Nintendo like they do Comcast. So,
Okay. Are they going to stream the show? It's like, is Attack of the Show just going to be on YouTube or?
Well, they say there's mention of a multi-year promotional and commercial partnership with Twitch. So Twitch, probably YouTube as well. So.
Can we get the show archives to YouTube? It'll be live on Twitch, and you can still watch the videos on Twitch for X amount of days. They keep it.
Yeah, that's how I'll have to watch it because here in Japan, I don't have any of those cable services. So
yeah, can Netflix or someone pick it up? Because I enjoyed this channel, I enjoyed this programming when I was younger, but that's because there weren't other places to get this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now it's everywhere, on YouTube alone there's hundreds of different channels of people who talk about this type of stuff. So what's unique about this at this point? Like the fact that I have to watch it at a specific time of day on my cable service, that's not good at all. Like,
yeah.
Sit through commercials in between. Like, how do they think this is going to be successful? Like, that's what I don't really understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know either. Yeah.
Do Burley, they think that?
What do you think?
Is enough?
I don't know.
Well, it all depends what the deals they've got made in the background, because you could, I haven't watched really much of their YouTube stuff. Like I watched one or two of the videos, but like they have money behind it because they paid for some expensive YouTubers like the Completionist and stuff like that. So they've got to have some really good money and funding, but who knows if it's just going to be like in the corner of every screen. Buy Mountain Dew, do the Dew, and all that shit. Like, how much stuff, like, how much advertising and product placement we going to be in there? Like, are they going to say Game Pass every five words?
Yeah.
Our sponsor is Game Pass. Buy Game Pass. If you're an idiot, if you don't buy Game Pass, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious, actually, to see, will Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo do advertisement on this channel?
Yeah,
it makes sense, of course.
Nintendo probably won't.
If they're on the major cable networks, that means that they have money, right? Those are deals in place which are giving them funding.
Yeah,
I can see PlayStation and Xbox doing it. I don't see Nintendo doing it.
No, yeah,
Nintendo. It's not Japan, so they're probably not going to do that. It's like almost every other commercial out here in Japan on Japanese TV is a Nintendo commercial. So,
yeah. But Ninja Warrior, I mean, come on, that's Japanese.
Yeah.
That's the first place where Ninja Warrior showed up here in America. It's obviously not the Japanese name of the show, but
yeah,
that was on G4. That was always fun to watch that.
Yep.
And you had the English, like, awful English like translation of the voiceover. It was really bad.
Oh, those were
bad,
but
they weren't actually translating it. They were just like being silly.
Yeah.
Which was funny. I guess it was an interesting way to go about putting that show on.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, Would you be interested in seeing a Fortnite movie? this story I'll came out this there, week.
Opening night, like, man. Opening.
Are you going to make me have to watch it for the podcast like you made me buy Judgment?
Dude, I did not make you buy Judgment. You bought it on your own accord. I just influenced you.
Dude, not I saying the Discord you. That it was meant.
Burley's been hounding me for a week, all you listeners, about, you know, you made me buy Judgment. I want a discount. I want my reimbursement for the podcast. No. I'm telling you right now, no, Burley, I influenced you to buy it. Now you have to go and play it so you can influence others, right? So, no, anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand here, the Fortnite. Do you think, let me throw this out at you guys first. Do you think they're actually going to go through with this? Do you think Epic, which has a boatload of money and they don't know what to do with it, beyond video games, are they going to make a film off of Fortnite? What do you think? Carl, what do you think?
Yeah, yep. Why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't they? Yeah. You know, I'm still waiting on the Minecraft movie, though, but sure. let's skip to Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But a feature Minecraft, film. Yeah.
The Minecraft movie is where, you know, Chris Pratt would be a great choice for Steve. But Nintendo scooped him up already. It's too late.
But in Fortnite, who would be the main character? I mean, there's
It would be Batman. No, so that's the thing. Like Fortnite is, they have their own original characters, right? They do. I don't know any of them.
But I don't know any of them. It's like...
They do. They have slight personality differences. I only know this because of a little bit of this because a former guest on the show, Dano.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember? He is. Yeah, I've watched him play.
20 Toker.
Toker, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's a great guy, fellow Canadian. I've seen him stream and play it. Yeah, but I know some of them have like slight personalities. Whether how depth they are, I have no idea.
Now, but I could see more of an Apex Legends film because the characters have their own personalities. You know, they have their own characteristics to them and all. I could see more of an Apex film being more of a possibility than a Fortnite film. I mean,
well,
yeah.
I was going to say,
will it be
better
than Angry Birds?
Probably. Who knows?
I was going to say they'll probably just do small little, like, remember, I never played the game, but I know like Overwatch, TF2, have those little shorts for all the characters. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably start out, do those little things, gauge interest that kind of way, and then do maybe a small short movie with a bunch of the characters and then see how that goes and then try a big movie.
Okay. Yeah.
You think they'll do kind of like Lego movies where they had all those different characters, all the different, you know, licensed characters in the,
yeah, it's a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. They're going to want to, you know, obviously they license these characters for Fortnite because it's so popular and it gets them more, you know, it's good advertisement. So you would think you would put that in the movie as well. So, you know, Fortnite movie, you're going to have Superman shooting people with guns, right?
Yeah.
bring back the best Batman, Will Arnett, to voice there Batman. If...
yeah. It's not going to be Robert Pattinson. Oh, come on. Synergy.
Okay. Now, Burley, you and I have PlayStation 5. Carl, still, you're holding out at the moment, right?
Dragging my feet.
Dragging your feet. Well, this is a rumor. And of course, we on the Arena Multiplatform Gaming News podcast, on our regular show, we will not discuss rumors. Okay, that's just a law. Okay,
bringing up rumors next time. Okay,
on the post show, yes, but yeah,
no,
Not, no, no. I'm telling you now, Carl, if you bring up a rumor, I will.
I'm going to make up my own. I'm going to bring some spicy rumors.
Ooh.
Okay. Anyway, on the post show, we can talk about rumors. So there's a rumor flying around here, guys, that Bloodborne 2 is coming to PS5 along with the first game, and possibly that Bluepoint Games, the studio that PlayStation just bought, is actually working on the remastered version of the original Bloodborne that's going to be coming to PS5, and they are also working on Bloodborne 2. So there's other podcasters out there. There's people that have been throwing this rumor around. So what do you think? Do you think Bluepoint Games is actually working on Bloodborne? Burley, I'm going to start with you because you have PlayStation 5 as well. Yeah. Carl, I'll get to you. Don't worry.
It doesn't matter what I say. I don't have a PS5.
Oh, shut up, Carl. Come on, man.
Now you have to buy one.
Burley, what do you think, man? We'll start with you on this one.
Yeah, Bloodborne, I can see them doing a remaster for Bloodborne because that has been so... a lot of people have been chanting and wanting that. Especially after they did a damn good job with Demon's Souls. I'm not a Souls guy. I played through Demon's Souls twice because I'm crazy, but I had a lot of fun with that, and they did such a damn good job with it. Because like I've talked to a lot of people that played the original on the PS3, and they said they did a really good job with keeping a lot of elements. They had to do a few changes here and there, but they did well.
Whether or not it's Bluepoint Games with Bloodborne 2, I don't know. But
this sounds like one of those like really fake rumors. Like this is because this is really like pie in the sky. Like, you know, yeah, everybody would love it if this was actually the thing that was happening. But it just really seems like speculation. Like, yeah, okay, Bloodborne 2 makes sense, right? Because why wouldn't they? It's a PlayStation 4 exclusive, and it was a popular game. It should get a sequel. Should they do a remaster? I mean, makes sense. It would do well. Bluepoint obviously makes sense because they're the guys who did Demon's Souls. Like, it all sort of adds up if you
put
the pieces together. But that doesn't mean it's actually a real thing that's happening. We know Bluepoint's making an original game next. Do they have the team size to do both of these projects? I don't really know. It's possible. Now, here's the thing I want to ask you guys. Do you actually think Bloodborne, the first one, actually needs any sort of remaster? Or should it just be, here's the PS5 update? You know, high resolution, 60 frames per second, done.
For me, I don't think it needs a remaster. I think the latter, just throw it up on PS5 and it's going to run great. It's a beautiful game anyway. Burley?
Yeah. I from what little I've played on a base PS4, the game ran well and looked good. So do a little, you know, touches here and there and do a quick PS5 update is more than enough for me.
Yeah, just go in there, you know, tweak that INI file, say, you know, take off the 30 frame per second cap, just change a little variable there, and you're done.
Set the resolution to 8K.
Yeah, just to change the just change the limit on the resolution. And that's it. Your game's out there.
Oh, could you just imagine what Bloodborne would look like in 8K?
$70, right?
Yeah. Could you just imagine what that game would look like in 8K? Oh god.
Oh god. Yeah.
How terrifying that game would be.
Yeah, and how amazingly hot your PS5 would get trying to run that.
Yeah.
Light itself on fire.
Burn up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That liquid metal wouldn't stay in for long.
Guys, I don't know about you, Burley, but my PS5, no issues with like heat or like being loud or anything like that. I've had no issues whatsoever. Maybe it's because it's the digital edition. I don't know. What about you? Any issues with heat or like
no issues loud with sounding heat or noise.
Okay.
It's nice.
I'm just joking around, but
We know. Yeah. But like compared, because I have the base PS4, I never upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like when you played games that really use the system, like a small game called Ghost of Tsushima, that thing sounded like a fucking jet engine.
Yeah, that is no small game, Burley. Yeah. 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 Just playing Assassin's Creed on those games, you know, just, you know, it's. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a PS4 Slim, so I never really noticed it being too loud.
Yeah. What I noticed about the Series X, though, Carl, when I play Valhalla, sometimes the top of the Series X, and I put a dust cover on top when I'm finished playing and all, you know, so there's really no dust in the system at all, but it gets hot. The top of the Series X. Yeah, it gets pretty damn hot when it's playing Valhalla and some games.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Which, yeah, I mean, that's normal. That's, technically, that's what it's supposed to do. All the heat's supposed to be being pushed out of there. So it should get pretty warm. Although, when I did notice when the Avengers Series X update first came out, it was, I actually heard the fan like spinning up a bit louder than usual, and it was pushing out a lot of heat. So it doesn't do it. Last time I checked, last time I played, I was playing like the Black Panther thing. So I think, I don't know what they did, but maybe, like coding wise, it wasn't streamlined enough. And it was pushing that system a little in a way it shouldn't have.
Well, okay. Maybe you should, when it heats up, when the eventual fridge comes in, just put it in the fridge for a little bit.
Yeah. Apparently it fits. So.
And speaking of the fridge, Burley, the Xbox Series X mini fridge finally gets a release date. Yay. So this is from Taylor Lyles over at IGN. So pre-orders will begin on October 19th. There you go. Burley, jump on it. October 19th with multiple retailers selling the product globally in December. And so for Carl, you US users out there, the Xbox Series X mini fridge will be sold exclusively at Target to ensure as many fans as possible can purchase the mini fridge. Microsoft also promised to expand regional availability in 2022. So, Burley, I know you're stoked about this. I know you want to get your mini fridge. So, but unfortunately for me, we don't have Targets out here in Japan. So, I might have to go on Amazon or something like that to try to get one.
Target failed here in Canada, but they said for us Canadians, we got to go to target.com. So
really,
no joke. Monday, I'm making a Target account and everything. Cause I'm buying one of these things. And they said the USB port on the front does actually work. So you can charge devices.
Oh, cool.
Like, this was just we all thought this was a joke, but they've gone full on in on this, and I love this. Though I wish Microsoft, if you want to send me a fridge, I will gladly accept.
All of us on the Arena Multiplatform Gaming News Podcast, we would definitely accept. So, Microsoft, we love you, and think about us, man. Carl, what about you? You stoked about this? Yeah.
You know, I want it. It's $100. It's not a terrible price. It's not as big, I guess, as I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I've never had like a mini fridge like this. Like this is, I think it's 18 inches by 9 by 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little guy, you know, and it holds, you know, I think they said about 10, 12 ounce cans.
12 cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put your Arizonas in there maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, well, those tall cans probably wouldn't fit. No. There's the shelves. Smaller, so you'd have to take out the shelves, and you probably fit like four of them in there, I would guess, you know, because they're so big, which maybe would be enough for, I could just keep refilling it. But I kind of almost wanted when I thought of a mini fridge, I thought of like the big one that's like not a real size fridge, but like a smaller fridge, right? That's like maybe 2.5-3 feet tall, right? You know what I mean? You know those fridges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I used to have one of those. I mean, now if I could get one of those that looked like an Xbox, maybe that's the next thing. $300. Get me a big 3 foot tall little fridge.
Cool.
I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft puts a little 1 month Game Pass. You bought this.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay. So last up on the post show tonight, I want to talk about, there's a poll that came out. And in this poll, the question that was asked to gamers was, how often do you plan to use Xbox Cloud Gaming on console? So the options you had were, I'll be using it all the time. I'll probably use it fairly often. Yeah. I'll use it now and again. I might use it on rare occasions, but that's about it. I can't see myself ever using it, to be honest, and I'm really not sure yet. So for you guys, of course, that's xCloud Gaming for consoles has been rolling out. And of course, you can use it for your console to download games, and play without having them installed on your hard drive. So what do you guys think, man? What would be your answer in this poll? Carl, what about you?
Yeah, I would use it now and again. I've already been testing out the cloud on a couple different devices. Mm-hmm. I did actually try. I have the insider thing, but I only could get into the beta ring, not the alpha ring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it was available. So I just didn't do it. I used to do all those things, have those tests, but you run into some bugs here and there, and you just don't want to deal with it sometimes. So mm-hmm. I kind of tricked that off. Okay. But I did actually. So I went into they have the new browser now, the new version mm-hmm. of the Edge browser on Xbox.
Yeah.
So you can actually go into your browser on your Series X, S, or Xbox One, One X, and you can actually load up, cloud through the browser on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. And it works. It's not ideal. It doesn't work great, but it does work, which I thought was interesting. But why I would use this is because, like I told you on the show, how I played State of Decay 2 on my Xbox One X.
Yeah.
And how in 30 frames per second, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
When you play on cloud, it's 60 frames per second because it's running on a Series X.
Right.
And it's honestly a better experience than playing it on natively on my One X.
Yeah.
If you have a good connection, which I have had that situation. I played it on my old or really old Surface Pro 3, right? And it ran really nicely and it worked well. I had the controller hooked up. So when this comes out officially, I'm going to, instead of playing it natively on my Xbox One S or X, I can just play these games via cloud.
Cool. One thing I want to clarify here. So Xbox Cloud Gaming, of course, will allow you to play Xbox Game Pass titles without having to download them first. And say in the case of a game that's 100 gigabytes, that means you're going to have less waiting around and more time to enjoy those games. So that's one of the perks of this. So, Burley, what about for you?
I will be using this now and again. I've used it a little bit in the browser on my computer, but it's going to be nice because I have a Series S, so I don't have as much space on there.
Mm-hmm.
So for some mm-hmm. games, because I don't want to sit there, download. And especially, I find Microsoft's download speed is not the greatest at times
mm-hmm.
for when you're downloading a game. Sometimes it goes really fast and then it dips real low, where I don't have that with my PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. It'd be nice to do that to just for some games. I want to just try this. I want to spend 10, 15 minutes. Try this. See this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was okay. Yeah. I won't invest more time in this game or this was cool. Let's invest more time.
Okay. Well,
Burley, let me give did you guys... know? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Did you know that the download speed gets on the Xbox I know it's affected by if something is running, like a game is running.
Mm-hmm.
And they added, if you go into your queue, there's a little up, like a little prompt that you can click that that'll suspend your game, and that will speed up your download.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's there, that means something is running. That might be causing a slower speed.
Okay, I'll have to check that.
Okay. Yeah, I've done it. I've actually like had it running, and I saw the speed, and then I clicked that, and then the speed jumped up to like basically kind of the max that I could get on my service.
Okay. So let me give you the results of this poll. So 1,532 votes were cast, and 17% said they'll be using it all the time. Probably use it fairly often, yeah, 31%. I'll use it now and again, 20%. I might use it on rare occasions, but that's about it, 11%. I can't see myself ever using it, to be honest, 16%, and I'm not really sure, 4%. So using it fairly often won the poll. So, yeah, that's, yeah.
It was obviously a very Xbox-centric poll here, and I do wonder if these people are looking at this question as, like, will you use the cloud service in general, or will you use it on console, as the question is, because
yeah,
if you're playing a console, you probably don't need to use it unless, yeah, you're doing the thing where I've seen people say, like, instead of downloading Avengers, which was, like, 120 gigs, yeah, just stream it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, see if you like it and then later download it, you know.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that's pretty much going to do it for the post show. So I just want to tell all you listeners out there that the post show goes up in early access for a day over on patreon.com/thearena_podcast. And then it goes to YouTube on Wednesdays to Expat YouTube Gaming and to the Arena Citadel channels. And then also to free podcast services on Wednesdays as well. So we hope you can catch this episode of the post show. And I want to thank all your patrons out there that are listening to this in early access. Without your support, we couldn't do any of this. So thank you so much. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight's episode. So, yep. Burley will be back with me next week. Carl, we will see you in 2 weeks. Yes. So, you know, take care and have a great week next week. And we will see you on the 30th. Yeah. So, all right. So thank you all. And we will catch you in the next one. Peace.